It's time for Wolverines Weekly. We sit down and recap the latest in WDC athletics. Let's hustle to it. Welcome back in, everyone, for another edition of Wolverines Weekly here on KWAD. I'm your host, CJ Baumgartner, and we have more to come, talking with the head girls and boys basketball coaches, head wrestling coach, head hockey coach, and the newest head coach at Wadena Deer Creek, that is the dance coach. We're having a conversation with her after this. All right, everyone, welcome in here to Wolverines Weekly. And starting off, we are joined here with Wadena Deer Creek's dance coach, Madison Johnson. Coach, just talk a little bit about your team. Just talk about how many kids you have out and just kind of what the makeup is.
Sure. So first, thanks for having me. I really, really appreciate the opportunity to talk about the team. This year, we've got 20 girls total. That's between varsity and JV. For varsity high kick, we have 11 on varsity and then 9 on JV. And then for jazz, it's just flip-flopped. We have 9 on varsity and 11 on JV.
All right. And just, for everybody listening at home, maybe somebody not too familiar with how you guys' competitions work and how everything goes, maybe just kind of, if you can, just boil it down for us.
Sure. So I'll try to keep it short and sweet for you, but there's two different routines that we do. We do high kick, which is, it's in the name. The higher your kicks are, the better you will do. And then there's jazz, and that's the one where you're doing your turns and different jumps and things like that. But there are a lot of different mechanics in play in the judging and in the scoring process. Things from placement and control. So if you're standing in the right spot, essentially the goal is to look like one cohesive unit. Every dancer should look exactly the same. That's the overarching goal, to get those higher scores. There's techniques, there's presentation, there's a ton of different categories. A lot of different things go into the scores, but overall, looking like one cohesive unit is the goal.
All right, and we were just talking a little bit before here, but this is your first season as head coach of the varsity dance team. Just talk about how that's been for you and talk about how your team has been this season.
Sure. So, yeah, my very first year being solely responsible for a dance team. I've danced since I was 3 years old, from studio to my dance team to college. I've helped out along the way with younger teammates, younger teams, summer camps, but my first year coaching, it's been a learning experience for the team and for myself. There's a lot of growing pains with a new coach, with a new program. I've got my own styles. I'm lucky enough to have followed Beth, who coached on and off for 16 years and was just a phenomenal role model, leader, and now mentor for me to follow behind. But it's been very, very good. I get so excited to go to practice every single day to see this very talented group of athletes. So been great, and the community is so welcoming about me in my job, in my coaching role, and the parents have been so supportive. So it's been really great. It's been everything I could have expected and hoped for, and then some.
All right, and just talk a little bit about how your competitions have been going, how many have you played, and just kind of how has your team looked through that?
Sure. So our first performance was at a basketball game. Minor things, those glitches you've got to work out before you scrimmage in basketball before you go and play against another team. So that was our scrimmage, per se. And it went very well. There were things, we made changes, we made adjustments, we went to our first competition. Scores overall, not just our team, but scores overall are lower than when I danced. I think that the judging, the Minnesota Dance Association, they're making us work harder for those higher scores, which is good. It's a good incentive for all of these programs to really build and really strive for excellence. So our first competition, between third place and fifth place, there was a matter of 7 points, and we ended up fifth, which was great because there were 8 teams there. Our next competition is actually tomorrow in Frazee. We'll be bringing varsity high kick there. So I'm really, really pumped up for this one. We added arms. We changed up a few things. We've really worked on cleaning it. So I can't wait to see the results from tomorrow.
All right. And You know, just talk about, you know, you talk about how your team has grown. You've talked about how you've grown. Just talk about how fun this experience has been for you and how fun it's been to coach these girls.
Oh, this is a dream for me. I reached out to Beth last year just to see if she wanted any kind of help to kind of get my foot back into the dance world after I graduated college and just moved here. I wanted to be involved in the community, and I figured what better way than a dance program. It's something I know. And right away, she welcomed me with open arms and said, you know, I'm ready to take a step back if this is something you want. And as nervous and terrified as I was for that, it's been such a rewarding experience for me. The practices are so fun. Getting to know each and every one of these athletes has been really, really great. They've really taken hold on my heart, and I feel so connected, and I can just relate to them. And yeah, it's been the most rewarding experience I've had.
All right, and last question here for you. Just talk about some of the seniors on your team and just talk about what it's been like with them.
Sure, sure. So I have three seniors. Wasn't planning on getting as attached to them as I am, because the thought of them graduating and leaving is like devastating to me right now, and we're not even close to that point. But I've got Kelly, who has the most gorgeous kicks I've ever seen in my entire life. This girl is insanely flexible, and she's just got this quirky way about her, and she just makes me laugh at every single practice. And she is really one that puts her nose down, works hard. I never have to worry about her. And then my two captains on varsity are Kendall, who is more mature than I am. She is a young adult ready to take on today's society. She is soft-spoken, but probably the strongest member of our team and the hardest worker. She's the first one there and the last one to leave every single day. And then I have Anna, my other senior. She is the one that reminds me the most of me. She's planning on going to NDSU next year, which is where I went, so it kind of has a special place in my heart for this one. She is just obscenely talented in dance and the way she holds herself. She is such a poised young lady. I couldn't be more proud of these three seniors, and like I said, the thought of these three leaving, saying goodbye, it's bittersweet. It's like they're all going off to do such wonderful things. They have these great dreams and plans and aspirations, but a part of me just breaks a little bit to think about that.
And talking here with head coach of the Wolverines dance team, this is Madison Johnson. Madison, thanks so much for joining the program, talking about your team, your first year as head coach, everything. It's been a fun conversation, giving us a little bit more insight into the world of dance. Thanks so much for joining the program, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds great. Thank you.
That, again, was Wadena Deer Creek head dance coach. That was Madison Johnson. Always great to talk with some of these programs that maybe don't always first come to mind when you think of winter sports, but fun to give them attention to all the hard work that they've been doing and their activities, and it's just a lot of fun having these conversations. But when we come back, we are going to head to the hardwood as we talk with Wadena Deer Creek's head girls and boys basketball coaches, recapping the last week of action and everything that's been going on. You're going to want to tune in for that after the break here on KWAD. You're listening to Wolverines Weekly. All right, welcome back into Wolverines Weekly here on KWAD, and we're joined with Wolverines boys basketball coach Kevin Thunberg. And coach, just talk about how the last week has been for your team.
Hey, it's been a good week. So far, we just played, since we last talked, we played on Tuesday. Bertha Hewitt came to town, kind of a crazy Tuesday it was, because we were supposed to, we were scheduled to go to Bertha, but they unfortunately were unable to find any officials. There's been talk all year about how there's fewer and fewer officials out there, and you never really, you know, it's one of those things where, yeah, okay, whatever. But to actually experience it for the first time firsthand, it was an uncomfortable feeling knowing you might miss out on the game or having to get pushed back. But luckily, we were able to make some things work on our end, and we pulled off a boy-girl doubleheader here in Wadena. So instead of us going to Bertha on Tuesday, Bertha came to us. We had a good showing. A lot of fans, and our boys showed up to play. C-Squad and JV both started off the nights with a win, and Varsity followed it up with a pretty good win over Bertha Hewitt. And so now instead of Bertha coming to us later this year, we'll make the trip over to Bertha.
All right.
And then tonight, Tonight, I was just going to say, we got Hendon coming to town tonight, and then that wraps up our week before Christmas break.
Yeah, and going into Christmas break here, just what do you think, you know, with your team heading into this Christmas break, what are you taking away from your team for the first handful of games?
I think the biggest thing that we have going for us right now is just kind of learning everybody's roles and what they can and can't do for us. You know, like we've talked in the previous weeks about how we've had so many kids that are just inexperienced at our varsity level, and now these first handful, five games that we'll have under our belt is kind of give us an idea of who can and who can't do different things, who can maybe do more or less than we expected them to. So it's kind of it'll be a fun thing over Christmas break to keep getting in the gym and pushing each other and doing some up and down inter-squad scrimmages just to keep kind of seeing who's going to be the guys as we move down towards the stretch of our season.
Yeah, and going into Christmas break, you kind of touched on it a little bit there. Every coach treats it a little bit differently with what they want to get done, how they want to go about practice. For you guys, is it going to be more of a laid-back kind of style for the next few weeks? Is it going to be we want to get high intensity, really turn a corner? What is that attitude going to be like for you guys?
It's so tough for us this year because we play, like I said, Hendon tonight, and then our next game is not for three full weeks. We don't play again until January 6th. So it's going to be hard to keep the motivation and the energy up for the next week and a half because the kids know they got darn near a full month off where, you know, why are we pushing so hard in practice today when we don't play for another 21 days? So we're definitely going to take a little bit of time to kind of just rest and enjoy the Christmas holiday. We'll be in the gym for sure every day throughout our Christmas break. But as far as the intensity goes, we might have some alumni come in. There's some other staff, teachers that I know want to come in and scrimmage the boys and just kind of run up and down with them. So there's definitely going to be some challenging times for the kids up and down in the gym. But for the most part, it's going to be kind of more of a relaxed and get in the gym when you can. The kids, we kind of respect and encourage the kids to go and enjoy family time away and to, you know, understand how valuable that can be. So they'll do that. And if we can get them in the gym every day throughout next week and then after the new year as well, before school starts up again, that's a win for us. Just to kind of keep them in shape and basketball shape, keep shooting hoops, and we should be good when we turn the corner in the new year.
Yeah, and bringing in some of those alumni, some of staff and stuff like that, you know, it always presents a different kind of challenge, you know, because you've been scrimmaging against the same kind of guys every once in a while. It's more of a scrimmage setting, but, you know, there's a little bit of fun you can have with that, and you can kind of get the high intensity working with alumni and working with all that, but then you also get a little bit of the laid back because, you know, you're still just having fun out there. It's a little bit of the best of both worlds, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this summer we did a couple of our summer, you know, practices and get-togethers where we scrimmaged with some of the staff, and some of those guys are like Coach Cressup, the girls' head coach, Coach Petermeyer, the football head coach. They've been in there, and it's fun to see them giving our guys perspective too. You know, both of those guys know a ton about competing and about the sport, where now when they're playing each other, they can give the kids pointers, and just hearing kind of some of the stuff us coaches have shared with them, but from a different voice is not necessarily a bad thing. There's definitely a lot of, during those days, I expect the tunes to be bumping and a lot of trash talking too, so that's always fun.
Right, exactly. Get a little bit of trash talk. School's out, so they don't have to worry about deal with class at least for a couple weeks if they have to trash talk a teacher or two, right?
Right, absolutely.
All right, and last question for you here, Coach, is who have been some guys that have stuck out to you in the first handful of games? Maybe guys who not necessarily show up on the stat sheet every night, but some people who have really worked their tails off and impressed you this December.
You know, I'm going to be honest. It's hard for me to think of, you know, one or two kids in particular, because we have never had a practice so far this year, and I'm going to knock on some wood here, but where our guys have really, like, lacked energy or have lacked focus. I was talking to Coach Brockpaller about this, my assistant JV coach, and we both had kind of said that it's been a fun feeling this year because after practice is done later that evening, you get excited to get back to practice the next day or get to the game the next day just because of the energy that's been in the gym. So I'm going to give kudos to all 27 kids we have on our roster because day in and day out, they're bringing energy. They're ready to get into the gym, get some work done, be competitive against each other and push each other. And then come game days, it's been a lot of fun just watching them compete and grow. So it's been a real treat. And if we can keep that up for the next, you know, 2-3 months until our season's over, we're going to have a lot of fun with that.
All right, talking here with Wadena Deer Creek boys basketball coach Kevin Thunberg. Coach, thanks so much for joining on the program, and we'll talk to you next time.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
The head coach of the Wadena Deer Creek Wolverines boys basketball team, that's Kevin Thunberg here on Wolverines Weekly on KWAD. Now we're going to talk with girls head coach Jordan Cressip. Here's a little bit of what that sounded like. All right, next up here on Wolverines Weekly, we are talking with head girls basketball coach Jordan Cressip. And coach, just talk about how your team has been looking over the last week.
Yeah, we've been doing okay. We ran into a tough Pine River team who ended up beating us by a handful of points there on Tuesday. But I felt like, again, we competed tough. We played hard defensively, and we were locked into the game plan. They just had some players step up, hit some outside shots, and we just couldn't take advantage of some opportunities we had there in the second half and in the first half too. But you live and you learn. It's still early, and we'll get better from it and finish out the week here with a couple games.
And, you know, earlier in the season, you guys have had a couple of nice Park Region Conference wins under your belt. Just talk about how nice it is to get those early in the season.
Yes, it is. It's a huge confidence booster for these kids who, you know, they work hard day in and day out, and they deserve some success because of just the work that they put in, not only during the season but during the off season as well. And to get those Park Region wins is huge, because those are incredibly valuable wins, and they're, you know, against rival schools that we've seen a lot of, and it's just a good confidence booster.
Yeah, and you guys have been playing really well on the defensive side of the floor here so far early this season. Talk about what's been behind that.
Yeah, I would just say it's a good mix of, you know, upperclassmen that have been in the system for, you know, 4 or 5 years. They understand, you know, what's expected of them. They understand how important it is to execute game plans. And then we got some younger players too, who can really bring it, have some athleticism, have some quickness, and are buying into what we want to do defensively, because ultimately defense is what you can control. Offense comes and goes, as we have learned throughout this year and last year. And so, I would say it's just a blend of some youth that are really bringing it, and then our upperclassmen leadership that really know what's going on and help lead everybody else.
And you kind of touched on it there, just having that good mix of veteran players, but then also some younger players to kind of mix in there. Just as a coach, you know, you mentioned on the defensive side, but just how important is that, and how nice is that for you and your staff?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's really a great blessing to have, for sure. I think I said it earlier, it's like having a bunch of other coaches out there, you know, in practice and games and things like that. And those upperclassmen, they understand what's expected of them, and they really just help out their teammates too. There's, you know, no bitterness. Everybody's just, you know, constantly giving each other reminders of what to do. And if we do those things, then we put ourselves in a good position, and it's just, it's a great blessing to have, for sure.
And now you guys are moving on from the December part of your schedule off a little bit for Christmas break. And just talk a little bit about how you like to prepare your team. I know every coach and every team wants to do something a little bit differently during that off time. How do you approach it?
Yeah, we like to get in the gym still and have some practices throughout the break here, and you know, keep the kids you know, involved in the game and playing. We don't have any sort of Christmas tournament or anything, but we typically do a little scrimmage here in the middle of the Christmas break there. Probably that Wednesday we'll scrimmage Browerville just to keep them playing and engaged with what we're doing, having fun with it. And then, you know, we'll keep them going, and because it's basketball season, you know, it's a long season. We got to keep them fresh and things like that. But you can also lose things very quickly. So we try to keep it fun and light, but also, you know, just keep them going and keep them sticking to the fundamentals.
Yeah, and you just talked about there, how important is it for you guys to be, you know, back in the gym, making sure that you guys are improving on stuff? And what are some of those things that, you know, when you go through this Christmas break, you want to say, I want our team to be better at X or Y?
Right, right. I think we can continue to get better offensively and continue to find players that are looking for more of a scoring and playmaking role, and players that are, you know, not afraid to make those mistakes in games, because a lot of times that's the big hindrance to development is, I don't want to, you know, do this because I might fail or, you know, things like that. So I think, you know, throughout the break and throughout kind of this whole season in general, we're just, you know, we're just trying to gradually get these younger players used to a more aggressive mindset, a scoring mindset, and you know, that'll come with experience and with a good positive attitude, and I think we'll continue to get better with that overall, and I think it's already been an improvement. You just got to be patient with it and just keep moving forward.
All right, and last question here for you, Coach Cressup. Just, do you like where your team is at this point in the season?
Yes, yep, I do. I think we're doing what we can, and what we, you know, we're taking care of what we can control, and I talk about that a lot. And what we can control is our defense, our attitudes, and being great teammates. And I think we check all those boxes so far this year, and then everything else will just kind of, you know, fall into place. And I feel like our effort is there, and that's ultimately what you can, all you can ask for as a coach. And so we take care of those things, and we'll just kind of let everything fall into place.
All right, we're talking here with head girls basketball coach Jordan Cressup here for the Wolverines. Coach, thanks so much for joining in the program, and we'll talk to you next time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Again, that was Wadena Deer Creek girls basketball coach Jordan Cressup joining Wolverines Weekly here on KWAD. Always fun to hear the teams talk about their different practice schedules and different things that they do during every break. It's always fun. Every team does a little bit different, and it's just a nice little change of pace, gives you a little bit of a breather towards the middle of the season, and it's just really fun to see. We have more to come here on Wolverines Weekly on KWAD after this. Welcome back in here to Wolverines Weekly, and we're joined with head wrestling coach Brad Wolleman. Coach, you know, this week was scheduled for that Big Bear tournament. Just give a little bit of update on that.
So the Big Bear tournament is traditionally a very big, large tournament for North Central Minnesota, and that's canceled for the 2021 season, 2022. So our varsity schedule opened up, but fortunately our fifth through ninth graders and our female wrestlers will get to travel down to Piers on Saturday for a pretty big tournament. It's being called the Minnesota Christmas Clash. Sure, that was a pretty small tournament, just a couple of us, you know, central Minnesota schools, and it's grown quite substantially. So it's going to be a pretty big tournament Saturday. Great experience for our young kids to get some good action.
And, you know, like you said, some of those big tournaments, they're fun events. It's just a whole day filled with a bunch of wrestling. And how do you prepare your kids for a big tournament like that?
It takes a lot of endurance. Those days you really have to focus on being able to pick yourself up, because you could have one person on the team could have an awesome round, other person could have a, you know, bad round, and they got to come back in the consolation bracket. So you know, just telling the kids, you know, mentally, not only physically is it going to be a long day, but mentally it's going to be a long day too.
And, you know, going now you have the big tournament, and then you go into Christmas break. And, you know, with your team going into that little pause in the schedule, or should say, just does your team go through a pause in the schedule for that time of year?
You know, it's kind of nice to have a break. So our varsity, now that the Osakis duel has moved to January due to the snowstorm, and so we have a long break until, I think it's January, the first Tuesday in January, their next event. So our varsity gets a nice chunk of practice, which is good. I think, you know, kind of lets the kids enjoy the holidays a little bit more, worry a little bit less about their weight, let their bodies, and just focus on practice. you know, and then we'll jump right into a really busy January. Then as long as you can keep everybody healthy, you should be good for the postseason.
And, you know, you talk about that, just getting a lot of practice in, trying to help your team turn a corner. You know, when you guys are in those practices during the breaks and like you said, this big break in the schedule you guys have, what are some of the things that you're really going to want to work on?
I think the team camaraderie. We're going to go to the Maslowski Center, I know, one of the days, and we're going to go swimming, do a different type of workout, just kind of mix things up, try not, you know, be so monotonous. Because it will get to be a long season when you have a long stretch of practices, especially with a gruesome sport like wrestling. You know, that's when you mentally just kind of like, man, I don't want to do this anymore. You know, you don't get that excitement of competing against other schools and programs. So I think we're going to kind of mix it up, focus on just kind of some team bonding stuff.
And, you know, like you said, focusing on team bonding stuff, trying to, like you said, just take a little bit of a mental refresh. And you talked about how important that is. And just, you know, for the kids, just how good is it also for you guys as a staff just to have that little pause and to help you guys kind of reevaluate where you're at in the season?
Oh, it's great. We have a professional performance mental coach come in. He's a good friend of mine. We have him come in 3 times throughout the season. He just came in this past Monday for his like early season chat. He'll come again in January for mid season, and then in February for the late season. And he focuses a lot on that mental aspect of the sport that often gets overlooked. And, you know, he works with us coaches, and it's real nice for, you know, for us coaches to have that time to like, okay, let's step back. What's our big picture? So this is a great time.
And, you know, at this point in the season, you know, with early, like you said, still early, who have been a couple guys that have really stood out to you so far? Maybe ones that don't necessarily have the big success, but some of the guys who say, you know, they've really worked their tail off and they've been putting themselves in good positions.
You know, I would say early on, Grant Seelhammer's really working hard. He's at a really tough weight class, that 145, 152 pound range. That's a loaded weight class. You're going to have a lot of guys. You know, that's kind of like where most of your seniors are at. So he's, you know, he's up against some pretty tough talent, especially as a sophomore, you know, but he's really working hard, holding his ground against some really good opponents. So I've been liking what I see from him so far.
All right, talking here with Wadena Deer Creek head wrestling coach Brad Wollum. Coach, always great to chat with you here, and have a great Christmas break, and we'll chat at you again in January.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Again, that was Wadena Deer Creek head wrestling coach Brad Wollum joining the program to talk about how his season has been going so far and what they hope to accomplish during this winter break. Now going from the mat, we're going to head over to the rink and talk with Wadena Deer Creek head coach Scott Woods. Here's a little bit of what it sounded like. Next up here on Wolverines Weekly, we're talking to head hockey coach Scott Woods. And coach, just talk a little bit about the last week of Wolverines hockey you guys have had.
It's been good. You know, it's been fun to play well. Our kids are they're working hard. That's what's been nice. It's one of those years where we haven't had to get on the kids, you know, and there's a time and a place where kids kind of just take a day or two off, and we haven't had that in practice, so it's kind of been nice. It carries into the games as well.
And just talk a little bit about that, just how much of an advantage is for you guys just to be able to have that where all the players are in the right mindsets, and then you can start to really work on the little things and try and get them better technically.
It is. You know, it is one of those things. I think it's really important. It saves the, you know, we were going to talk to the kids about that today, is when we get any of those side distractions, off-ice things, whether it's, you know, things at school, parent issues, so on and so forth. When you're getting those things on the side, it makes it much more difficult. So it's nice when kids keep their focus and they come to work hard at practice, and we can do the things that we need to do to be ready for games.
And what's the thing you've been impressed with most over your team with the last week? What do you think they've really been doing well as of late?
Well, again, I think for the most part, you know, again, just moving their feet and doing things, the simple things. You know, it's the puck movement's been really good this year. You get games where it's hard sometimes to, for whatever reason, it's just part of being a high school kid. In 25 games, it's hard to get them motivated every single game. And so far, we've really not had that issue. We had, you know, we had Bagley where we didn't show up the first period. That was probably the first time we've had to get on the kids, and then we kind of turned it on after that. So it's nice to see if we do need to get on them a little bit, they can take off and go.
And you guys scored 5 goals in your last game here. And just talk a little bit about goal scoring. For somebody like me, I didn't really grow up around high school hockey. So for 5 goals, you guys have been seemed to be doing pretty well on that. And just talk about high school hockey in general and just kind of with the goal scoring. Is that a number that you guys are really happy with?
It is, yeah. You know, in general, the game is it kind of has changed that way a little bit where, you know, you can play a real defensive style and just try and keep pucks out of your net and then hope to have a low-scoring game. But it just seems kids have gotten more skilled over the years and there's just more opportunities to score where, you know, in the game, it's a lot like football, you know, where you still can be really good defensively, but if you're not putting up points, it's tough to win games. You know, the NFL has just changed that way. And I think hockey's the same where you can still do a lot of the techniques you've stuck with over the years, but finding ways to score goals, it definitely helps you win games.
And you guys have had a great start to the season here, and you talked a little bit about last season when we talked last week. It's just you guys had good players on the ice, you just weren't able to get it done. And what do you think, what do you think that they've done this year to make that improvement?
Well, I think some of it's just youth, you know, and the maturing. I honestly think we had that last year. We had lots of times where we had good scoring opportunities, and I've had that through the years where I've had groups where they're good as sophomores or maybe juniors, and all of a sudden that next year they just turn a corner. Part of it is this group is very dedicated. They put in time in the off season. They do a lot of summer stuff on their own, and they're getting what they deserve right now. It's all that hard work is paying off, and they've just kind of taken it to another level and starting to score and put away games.
And going forward here, what's the one thing that you want to see them do to keep improving on that?
Well, I think just keep pushing each other. You know, it's sometimes it's easy to get complacent where you're at. And I think generally the game takes care of itself that way. You're going to get different opponents. You're going to get some weeks where it's, you know, you're a little outmatched and you try and find a way to beat them. And then you get some nights where you're definitely the better team, but you have to show up to play. So, you know, the best part with this group is they're ultra competitive with anything we do. I'm not real worried about them not being ready for the next opponent and showing up ready to play.
All right, talking here with head hockey coach Scott Woods, right ringside, right before practice. You guys getting ready in that hockey mindset. Just last question for you. How fun has this season been so far?
It's been great. Yeah, I mean, like we told the kids, we've had, you know, a few side distractions, which you kind of do every year with, but quite honestly, on the ice, they've been fantastic. It you know, I've said to the other coaches, I'm surprised by now I haven't had to stop drills once in a while, and that's just what you have to do. You don't really like to, but sometimes you got to stop and kind of chew on them a little bit to get it back in gear, and it's made it so much more fun to have that drive and competitive team.
Talking with Wolverines head hockey coach Scott Woods here on Wolverines Weekly. Coach, always great to chat with you, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks for having us.
That'll wrap up our show for today. This has been Wolverines Weekly here on KWAD. Stay tuned next week as we will bring you more conversations with the Wadena Deer Creek coaches and more. See you then.